Kushner's Gaza gambit, rare Hamas talks, Netanyahu's coalition problem, and unresolved fundamentals. Jared Kushner met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this weekend to advance a Gaza plan, reportedly after conducting what sources describe as rare direct talks with Hamas. Direct in the sense of not flowing entirely through Qatari or Egyptian intermediaries in the customary format. Kushner operates outside the formal State Department structure as a private citizen with deep personal ties to Netanyahu and an unconventional back channel established during the Abraham Accords process. That dual positioning, the flexibility to have conversations formal diplomats cannot, combined with the risk of sending conflicting signals about what the United States will actually deliver, defines the limits of the effort. The reported plan apparently involves some form of Gaza governance transition that sidelines Hamas politically without requiring their military defeat as a precondition. Whether that is achievable is a separate question from whether it is conceptually interesting. The substantive impasse has not moved. Hamas continues to demand a permanent ceasefire and Israeli withdrawal from Gaza before discussing the remaining hostages. Netanyahu's coalition partners on the Israeli right, Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, have threatened to collapse the government over any deal they perceive as insufficiently demanding. Netanyahu is therefore negotiating on two simultaneous fronts, with the Palestinian side through intermediaries and with his own coalition whose members hold effective veto power over whatever he agrees to. The broader Iranian escalation covered in the previous segment actively complicates Kushner's mission. Every Iranian-directed strike gives Israeli hardliners credible grounds to argue that the security environment does not permit concessions. The hostages remaining in Gaza represent genuine and urgent human stakes, but urgency does not by itself generate political space that is not otherwise there. Whether anything concrete emerges from the Kushner-Netanyahu meeting, or whether it remains at the level of productive discussions, should become clearer before the week is out.